get started. Thank you guys for coming. This is our annual state convention board meeting, the last one of this fiscal year. And we're gonna have, as you all know, we have an abbreviated meeting at this meeting, but we introduce the board first and make sure we have a quorum to conduct the business at hand. Let's see, we're starting on down on the far end to the right, Tammy. Is that Jones?
Yes, Tammy Jones, treasurer. Tammy Hollingsworth.
Lee Martin.
Michael Ball, secretary.
Right then, to my right down there, left, I'm sorry. Other right.
Joe Higgins, second vice president.
Lawrence Myers, next slide.
Yeah, he said it, yeah, Lee.
Missed him. So, I'm Ron Brown, president. Okay, now, let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct this business, board participation from the board. I would like to first introduce our national rep for this weekend, and so he can say some welcoming words, and if Mrs. Maurer would like to as well, she's welcome to. I want to introduce our media past president. Here is Dr. Mark Maurer.
You know, it's good to be back. I've been in Indiana before, and I was president of the Indiana affiliate from 1973 to 1977, and I was vice president from 1971 to 1973. All of you who have checked your calendars will now know that we've been talking about ancient history. But I'm back anyway, and it's good to be back. I got an undergraduate degree while I lived around here, and I got a graduate degree in law from Indiana University, and so doing all of that, I got to hang around the Federation, and although being in college and law school was fun, being in the Federation was better, and it's still better, so it's good to be back. I bring greetings from our president, Mark Riccobono, who had been pleased to be here with you. He loves to be at state conventions. He loves to lead the organization and to give direction to the exciting work that we do, and he would have wanted to come, but he can't come to the mall and wants to come instead. And he gave me certain things that I was supposed to get done while I was here, so I'll do what I can to do that. Patricia Maurer, are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, ready.
Now, Patricia Maurer was telling everybody yesterday that she joined the Federation. I joined in 1969, and she joined in 1968. Ha ha. And she was saying that on television last night. And she also said that we've been married for 45 years, and that is true. We met in the Federation. We agreed that we would be married at a national convention. And we have been married for 45 years now. We celebrate our 45th anniversary in August. So, Patricia Maurer, who has been longer in the organization than I, and served as an officer in the organization, possibly before I did. Were you president of the Iowa?
72.
Oh, no, yeah, I beat you. Oh.
Yeah.
I was an officer before you. But you were president before I was ever president. You were president of the Des Moines chapter, and who has been a leader in the Federation for these 45 years is here, plus a little more because she joined first, so here's the first one.
Thanks, you guys. I'm really glad to be here. We were sitting around talking about Indiana. We came back, and it makes you think of all the things that happened 40-some years ago when we lived here, and I said to Mark that I thought that we had some of the most fun we ever had, and we lived here in Indiana and worked on my affiliate here. So I love you guys and I'm glad to be back, and it makes me think of old times, but it also makes me think of all the new things we're going to do in Indiana. And I love joining you and helping you to plan those new things. Thank you very much.
So one other thing, Ron, am I done? One other thing, Ron Brown here. I met him. I think you were going to Ball State at the time, maybe.
Yeah.
And you were new at Ball State, and you were new in the Federation, which you'd never heard of before. And you were new at Gladys because it had come to you fairly recently, and you were a little discouraged. And I ran into you and started seeing if I could talk to you and being a member of the Federation. This was so long ago, I was still president of the affiliate, I think. And so that stopped in 1977, so it tells you how long ago it had been then. Now, Joe Money was vice president when I was president, and he was a friend. He was one of the vice presidents, and I persuaded him to become president, and he was a good guy. He was often discouraged, but that was part of his charm because he would tell you that things are going to go wrong and then he would work to make sure that they didn't. And often he managed that. So he predicted worse than he delivered, which, you know, was always a very fun thing. And of course, he couldn't be president, he decided, after a time. And then we had some other people who were president. And after a while, I got to thinking that it would be good for Ron Brown to be president. And I came to Indiana. And when I came to Indiana that particular time, I had in mind that Ron Brown would become president. And so I went to talk to Ron Brown, and he said, no, he couldn't do it. And I said, of course you could do it. And he said, no, well, we already had a president, and he didn't want to cause trouble for that president. And I said, of course you could do it. And it took hours. But pretty soon, after many hours, he said, yeah, I can see your point. I suppose I could be president. And reluctantly, he ran for the presidency and won. I don't remember. I think you won the unanimous thing, though. Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Because you talked all the other guys out of here. I kept saying to Ron, you know, now Ron, you know, you really are leading this organization. You know that, don't you? You're doing it now. There's somebody else being president, but you're leading at the moment. And so when he talked them all out of being president except him, I knew I was right, that he was already doing the meeting. And so he came to be president. And I was glad. And I thought, this will help. We have not had as much success as we had hoped to have. And I wanted us to get back on track. And so a little while after that, Ron got onto the national board. That was a good thing. And then a while after that, he got to be a vice president of our organization. So he was one of our five constitutional officers. And earlier this year, he said to me, you know, maybe I ought to stop being president. And I said, let's think this over. And then he said, well, yeah, but maybe I should. I've been president a long time. And I said, there are times not to be president. And realize this. I have been president of the national organization, and I'm not now. And I have some good reasons to not be. Keep in mind that when you're not president, one of the things that happens to you is that you're not president anymore. And you think to yourself, yeah, but I wonder if I shouldn't. And then you think, no, but you're not president. So Scott's trying to act like a president because you're not. And I said, that's a disadvantage to a person who's been a good president for a long time. And beyond that, it takes a lot of getting used to, and you got to think it over. And it takes always. Let's think about this, I said. So Ron told me the other day that he was thinking that he ought to be president after that. And I said, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, that's a wonderful choice. I think that perhaps this ought to be the way we ought to go. And I talked to the person who was thinking of being president, named Lee Martin, today. And he said, you know, I don't know that I ought to be president right now anyway. So apparently this is actually going to work out. Do you think it's going to work out?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. So So there will be a day when you won't be president, Rob.
Absolutely.
That
day
is
closer than that.
Well, and you got to plan for things like this, as I have done. It is a thing that you know you will have to do, as I knew I had to do. It will also be a thing that once you get it done, you'll think, good, I did my work, and then you'll think, I regret it.
Oh, darn.
But I know you're going to plan for it, and I know you're going to get it done when it needs to be done, but not today. Right? So, as I understand it, I talked with Ron fairly recently, like now, and he indicated that he was going to be running for president, and it seems to me that at the moment, that is the best thing for the affiliate, and it won't very well. So with that in mind, I'm looking forward to all of the jobs I have. I like doing the jobs of being a national representative. I like building the future. I like building the future at the national level. I like building the future at the local level, and I like building at the state level. And part of the thing that I remember most about being in Indiana is that it's fun to build an affiliate of the National Federation of Blind in Hoosier Land.
Yeah! We have elections this weekend. I am throwing my hat back in the ring, and some others are as well. These elections, and we'll talk about that.
Probably need to get closer to the mic.
But right now, we'll talk about past events, and that is our treasurer's report and our secretary's report. And any other business that we might have before we get to election business. So, Tammy Jones, do you have a treasurer's report for us?
I have an abbreviated treasurer's report.
All right,
we'll have it. The report is going to be on Sunday morning during our business
day. Okay.
But I'm going to report on our balances in our accounts. As of October the 10th, 2018, in our main checking account, we had $10,586.16. In our Newsline checking account, we had $8,395. And it's hard holding reading braille with just one hand and boots. Hold that for me. Yep, other Tammy. Okay. In our Newsline account, we had $8,395.20-something cents. I'm sorry, my rail ran off. And then in our little savings account that doesn't get much action, we have $801.65. And that is my abbreviated treasurer's report. You'll get more information on Sunday morning.
Great. And motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. We accept the treasurer's report as read. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed. All right. Thank you, Tammy. Micah Ball, do you have a secretary's report for us?
Thank you, sir.
You need this mic?
Okay. These are the minutes of the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana State Board meeting held August 11th of 2018. Meeting was called to order at 12:40 p.m. A quorum was achieved. General business, including attendance, secretary, and treasurer's reports, was conducted. Following the treasurer's report, several possible uses for the savings account were discussed. The report, including logistics and agenda ideas on the upcoming state convention, was. A report, including logistics and agenda ideas on the upcoming state convention, was delivered. Members were encouraged to stay at the convention hotel rather than making alternative arrangements. Various agenda models were presented, with the final decision being to offer several sessions on Friday afternoon and to conduct breakout sessions on Saturday afternoon. Information and details regarding the Labor of Love Ball were shared, Members are encouraged to purchase tickets and promote the event on social networks. A call for sponsors and donations for the silent auction portion of the event was also made. The fundraising chair reminded everyone that the 50-50 raffle is still going on. Tickets are $10 each, and that the final drawing will take place at State Convention. All were encouraged to turn in money from sold tickets and to sell as many more tickets as possible. Those wishing to purchase tickets should see Gene Brown. The scholarship chair gave a report on the class of 2018. Several candidates were expected to attend the convention. Regarding NFU Newsline, the team has been working hard to promote the program as well as maintaining the NFU Newsline of Indiana show. The show airs on WHMD 40 at 11:30 a.m. on Wednesdays. The status and future of local wine service organizations was discussed. Ideas on how to collaborate and partner with these folks, as well as legislators and other prominent people in the community, were discussed. Improvements and updates to both the state website and the Indiana Newsline website were shared. Some chapters, community outreach projects, and successes were discussed. All were encouraged to emulate these events. There was a short discussion of our current legislative priorities, including the Randolph-Shepard issues, Marrakesh Treaty, and local parenting rights legislation. The board received funding from the Indianapolis chapter in order to help bring members to the state convention. Ways to utilize this funding were discussed. Innovative strategies to encourage convention participation were shared. These included ways to support people to attend in person, but also ways to use technology to achieve that goal. No other new business was presented, and the meeting was adjourned at 3:37 p.m. Respectfully submitted,
Secretary.
It's been moved in second that we accept the Secretary's report as read. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you, Micah. And Micah, will you pass your mic and Tammy, pass your mic to Tammy Hollinger. We are going to now move to the committee reports. And let's have the committee report on scholarships.
Okay. Well, this weekend we have three scholarship candidates that are here. Hopefully they're here. Maybe they can come up and introduce themselves a little bit. We have, in order of alphabeticalness, alphabetical order, it's been a long day. Christopher Avila is one. And then we have Jameson Hunter. And we have Lorena Justiniano. So she's the only lady this weekend.
Are they here?
Are you guys here?
Two are coming up.
Two are coming up.
Okay, that's what we want. Like. You can come.
You come in front of the state. They can come in front of the table, and then she's got a hand.
They had tables toward the left as you're facing. They had tables.
Go toward Tammy's voice.
Come to my voice.
Okay, so here is. This is Christopher Avila.
I'm Chris. I'm sitting at UI going for the biomedical engineering.
You need to be in the center of the room.
All right, Chris, thank you. Let's give Chris a hand.
Do we have Lorena?
Awesome.
I know she was. Is it Lorena or Lorena?
Lorena.
Lorena. Oh, see, I'm doing that wrong.
Okay, go to the center of the room, please.
Come on down.
Price is right. All right,
here's Lorena, and she's going to introduce herself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Lorena Justiniano. I go to IUPUI. And I am studying health science.
All right. Very good. The other candidate is not here.
The other candidate is not here.
Okay. Do you want
to sit down?
We'll see.
Lorena?
Yes.
I think that's
all right.
We'll hear more at the banquet.
Yeah. Thank you, Tammy. Next up, News and Line Report.
Thank you, President Brown. Newsline report, we are proud to say that
We had a very successful show yesterday.
Yeah.
And I want to thank co-hosts and board members. But most of all, I want to thank our guest of the show, Dr. Mauer.
Yeah,
all the Mauer. For those of you that made it, thank you very much for coming out. And for those of you that couldn't make it, you really missed a good show. So we shared a lot of great information on the show, as we do with most of our shows. And I would like to say that that portion of Newsline is going great. Most of our board members have been on the show. Many of our chapter members have been on the show. There are many issues that we have, and many of the programs that we talk about with the National Federation of the Blind. We did have, and I think it's next week, that Micah's show will be airing on WHMB4.
Right. It was
a great show, and I tell you, we talked about everything. So, you know, we didn't leave any stones unturned, and she was very open and very candid, a very good guest. We have coming up this January, the Indiana legislature convenes again, and we will be going down again for funding and appropriation for NFP Newsline. I will put out a notice once again. I know that it's tough time, and some of those folks just come up at the very last minute once the appropriation committee determines when they're going to meet it. You know, it just slips and slides like in the wintertime. January through April is really rough, but y'all will be there. And this year we'll be asking for another increase so that we can add several more cities. And once we complete all that, we'll be looking for some other avenues with this service of the Federation. So I just want to tell you guys, if you want to view some of the shows, Michael Locke is also a member of the team. He's also a person that I want to give acknowledgement to for all his hard work that he's done on the websites, both of them, the Indiana website, and also the NFB Newsline website. So let's give him a round of applause. Yeah. He's also streaming this event, him and Chris. So they'll be streaming, I think, tonight and also tomorrow. So that'll be great for us as an affiliate as well. So there'll be more information coming in future reports. I don't want to take up all the time, but I could. So, but thank you again. Thank you again, Federation. And I once again, check out the website, Indiana website, as well as Newsline website. There's some links on there that take you directly to all the commercials that many of you have participated in. Some of those commercials are being reviewed for awards. So those commercials are great. And then there's links to many of the shows. So check it out and enjoy the shows. Give us your opinion and feedback. We would certainly appreciate it, because once again, this is our affiliate and it's our show. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Before we move on, I just want to give Lee and his team, the Newsline team, another round of applause, because one of the things that happens is, you know, you don't get too often mainstream media to look at you for an award or something that we're doing for a particular organization like the blind community and like people with disabilities. You know, the mainstream media is looking at this and really taking a liking to our commercials, and they were professionally done. I think we all did a great job. Most of you all were participating in some of those commercials over the years, so that deserves a big hand. look forward to those accolades and those trophies and things of that nature coming out of them. Maybe on CNN, I don't know.
Becca.
Becca?
Yeah. Lee, when is that show supposed to be
shown?
That'll be week after next.
Week after next.
On channel
40.
Channel
40. And by the way, guys, if you didn't come last night, it was a really good show and a really good interview. And you guys have an opportunity to watch it when it comes up. Week after next on Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. So tune in.
All right, thank you.
And if you can't catch it there, you go to the YouTube site, or you go to our website, www.nfbin.org, and pull up the links to the shows there.
All right, we have, we have the Washington Seminar coming up, and it is customary that at this board meeting, and we vote to participate in the Washington Seminar in the fact that, well, we are going to participate in it, but we vote on rooms to fund two rooms, a girl room and a guy room. Does anyone want to make the customary motion?
Mr. President.
Joe Higgin.
I move that we pay for a girl room and a guy room for Monday night, Tuesday night for the Washington Seminar.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we pay for two rooms, one girl room and one guy room for two nights, Monday and Tuesday of the Washington Seminar. Are there any questions? Is there any discussion?
Yes, I also have discussion.
All right.
I move that we pay for a girl room and guy room for two nights, but if we can get any participation from other chapters or divisions to offer help with those rooms, it'll be appreciated. I, as president of the emergency business, have paid for one night for one room for Washington Seminar.
All right. So then the motion is that we pay for this. We're going to customarily pay for our rooms, the two rooms. I won't say girl rooms or guy rooms, because whoever goes gets in those rooms, preferably if there's all girls, with your girls, of course. Mix them up. Okay?
I will be with you.
So we're going to vote on those rooms first, and then Joe's other part of his motion is that the merchant stepped up and paid for another room for one night. And we're looking for other divisions and chapters to pay for maybe that other night for the third room. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah, but if we do not have enough people, which I hope we do, don't take me wrong, we need people at Washington Seminar. But if we don't have enough money or people to fill three rooms, what I'm saying is that the chapters and divisions that donate a night pay for the room where the state will only have to pay for one instead of two.
I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. That probably we won't have to worry.
I hope so.
We'll step up. Okay. So did everybody understand the motion?
Yes.
Hearing any more questions or discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. So we're gonna do it now. If any of the divisions and chapters and other folks with deep pockets want to just step up and say, I'll pay for a room, you can entertain that thought right now.
Mr. President,
Tammy
Jones Treasurer, I don't think we should limit this contribution to people with deep pockets. Even those of us who don't have deep pockets can contribute our little light. We can't necessarily pay for, I can't pay for a whole night in that hotel anyway. But I would like to contribute $50, and I would like to challenge those of us who don't have deep pockets even to contribute as much as they can.
All right, works for me. Yeah. Anybody want to step up and add to her challenge and help pay for that room?
Mr. President.
Yes.
I'll pay for one night.
Pam Schnurr with Paper White Knife. Is there anybody else?
Mike Ball.
I was kidding.
That was a microphone.
We've been over here discussing. Yeah.
All right, Mike Ball.
Or
Lee.
Circle City will do a night.
Circle City is going to do a night, okay.
Indianapolis will do a night.
Great. Anybody else?
Mr. President.
Joe
Heaton. I'll donate $50.
Donate $50 for Tammy's room of the room. Her room. Now that you're going to sleep with
we will put the money together.
We'll just make it a menage a trois. I'm going to put the more dollars on. I'll do $50.
Watch out.
That's 150, so we got 150 for that. Anybody else?
Yeah, Mr. President.
Two full rooms paid for plus $150. Anybody else? Jim Henry, thank you. We'll do $50. That's $200.
We'll do a whole party.
Thank you, guys.